We are learning Maseches Baal Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. We are starting Kuf Nun Hey Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, end of the line, Oma Meimar. We finished learning in yesterday's Blatt that, and this Gemara has nothing to do with that, I just want to speak something out of Tosfos. At the end of yesterday's Blatt, we learned that Marzutra says that they cannot say Eidos when it comes to Karkoi, but only Metatlam. That means even though the guy is 13 years old, but he's not 18 or 20 yet, he doesn't know anything about Karkoyis. Therefore, he cannot say Eidos until he's 18 or 20. Tosfos speaks out that it's not Mestavra to say that he can't say Eidos about a story. He says, you know, I saw the guy living on the Karka for 10 years. He could say Eidos like that. Just because it's Karka doesn't mean he can't say Eidos on it. It means he can't say Eidos when it comes to a value of Karka. Since he doesn't know the value of Karka, he can't say Eidos now. Read Tosfos inside a little. Tosfos demas lo yomaron. He doesn't really recognize the value of karka. He thinks money is better than karka. He thinks a dollar is better than karka. So therefore, he cannot say edus about value of karka. That's what it, when it says no edus, that's what it means. So another member about these teenagers who are under 18 or 20. So he said that they cannot sell the father's Yerusha, the karka of the father's Yerusha. They can sell matatlam, but not the karka. Omar meimar, umataros matano. If they give away matano, that works. Even though they can't sell something, they can give away matano. That's what my meimar says. Omar avashi, la meimar, makes no sense. Hashto, mazvini, the kabozuzi. Madach, when you sell something, and he gets money in return, amrit deloy. We say that he can't sell dilma moizel mazvin, because he might make a mistake and sell for the wrong price. Of course, you don't let him give away matana. He might give away for free. He's giving away for free. Like, for money, you don't let him give away, but for free, you let him give away something. If he's not valuing the karka, so madach for money, you can't give it. So, of course, he cannot give it away for free. So, why are we saying his matana is a matana? Amalei. So, Amemar says back to Ravashi, what do you mean? On top of Amadal, Kufram Vavaral, Lotameich. Zovin Shavi Chamsha B'Shisa Hachinami Des Vina Zvini. You can tell me now that you Rav Ash, is learning everything's totally really in value. So you're telling me now that let's say the guy Taka sells, he does a great deal. He sells a $500,000 piece of property for $600,000. So you can tell me now that it's good Zvina, because you're saying everything's totally like in the facts. So if it's everything's totally in the Ravcha, so you tell me that it works?
How can it work?
It doesn't work. The halacha is that someone who sells something at 18, 20 does not work. That's what we know.
If you know the tiv.
This guy didn't know the tiv.
He punked the guy. He sold it at a good price. It means he knows.
He didn't know. He didn't know the tiv. He got lucky. So you say it works?
I know.
So what, like this here, a member is saying, I'm telling you that they can't. I hold it. Well, I'll explain you the chiluk in a second. But I hold, you cannot sell no matter what, so it's good. But you hold that there's a kavachom here, because we're saying that the only reason you can't sell it is because you might go down in price. So you tell me if you go up in price, if you get a better price, then it does work? We know it's not true. Ella, Zokta made to prove his point. Ella, Kimlu Rabbanon, the Inuka Mekarve Daita Gavazuze. The Rabbanon, it's like a light plug. Rabbanon know that the usual case is that children enjoy money. Teenagers enjoy money. The Amrit Zvina Zvini, we say that it's a good sale when you sell karka, zimnim dim kar shulei zuzi, someone will come and show him some money, and oizel mazvin lakula nechsevul, go sell anything in a second. A guy comes over him with money, he has no idea what the value of the karka is. He offers him, you know, $100,000, yeah, sure, 100. It's like for him, it's like a lot of money, he can buy his Lamborghini. He's like, that's all he thinks about, he's a teenager, remember? So therefore, he's going to sell it no matter what. Avagav matana. Even a teenager doesn't give away anything for free unless he sees he gains something from it. We want him to be able to give a matana in order that people should do favors for him, because then he give present to show appreciation. Which means like this. You say my matana, there's really two reasons why Chazal said that it could be a good matana. First of all, there's not such a chance he's going to get fooled into it. Because he only gets fooled by money. And he doesn't get fooled to give him free matanas. Now he gets fooled into. That's number one. And number two is, we want him to be able to give matanas, because this way, he could get, people could do things. Remember, he doesn't have a father, and he needs people to do him favors. So therefore, if he has a possibility to give away matanas, people will do favors for him. So therefore, we said, no, he give him matana. But a mechira was scared that someone's just show him some money and I'll sell it off. Therefore, it's a loy plug now that we don't let him sell at all. And therefore, the whole kasha that Rashi has just falls off. Rashi had a kasha, oh, Mazvini is getting money for it. It's not the point. The point is, we are scared. We didn't have to call him. They were scared. He's going to sell off property. Therefore, we said, no, he cannot sell. Matana, we're not scared about that, and therefore we say, you could have a matana. Now, the top taisa just speaks out, agav, that if you sell something 5 for 6, it might be a shiloh of more than aina. It's like 1/5 more. So it might be a shiloh of bitul mekach. So how do you sell something 5 for 6? So there's different truths in taisa. The first one is that aina aina la karkoyis. There's one man yama holds aina aina karkoyis. We go and quote man yama, there's no aina by karkoyis. There's no such thing as overcharging by karkoyis. One of the truths in there's other truths in the Ayin Chum, but Akapanim, this is our Gemara that says, Matanos and Matana. Another Gemara. Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel. Boitkim l'kedushin, l'gerishin, v'lechalitza, v'lemi'unim. First of all, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says that if someone is 13, we usually name on, he's a gadol. And therefore, we give him aliyah and other things like that. You know, Aliyah, really a cult and get Aliyah also, but we treat him like Gadol to Mitzaref and a minion and things like that. We do Chazaka the Rava, the Chazaka he has Shtei Sarahs. Masha'inkein, when it comes to Kedushin, or Gerishin, or Chalitza, Chalitza is when someone's holding the Yibam and she doesn't want to do Yibam, she gets a Chalitza. And Mi'unim is where she has a Kedushin the Rabbanon, she could do Mi'an. Now, we'll go through each one by itself. So Kedushin was saying that if he's 13 and he wants Mekash Yisha, and he is Mekash Yisha, we don't assume that it's automatically a Kedushin, and therefore, if someone else is Mekadosher, they don't even need a get. Because maybe he's not a Gadol. You have to check to see if he's a Gadol. You have to check if he has Shtei Saris. The same thing with Gerishin. If he wants to give a get, you have to check if he has Shtei Saris. So, he raised the Kedushin, very good. The Mar's asked Kasha. So, Gerishin also, you have to check to have Shtei Saris. And the Chalitza will see. It means that the Isha has to have Shtei Saris to have Chalitza, and the Isha also. And Mian, we want to check that she does not have Shtei Saris, because if she has Shtei Saris, then she can't do Mian. So those are the Zalachas, they have to have Shtei Saris. And then he says, also, he takes sides in the Shiloh of 18 and 20, V'limkor v'nichzei aviv, and to sell your father's nechosim, achi ben esrim. You have to be 20. You have to be 20 years old. So now the Gemara goes through these different memories, there's different work, the different halachas of Rav Nachman and Amar Shmuel. Very the Gemara, v'kimin the v'daknel kedushin. If you already checked him out for kedushin, you know he's a gadol. The gerushin lomli. Why do you need to check him out? The gerushin. Obviously, he's mekadesh. He made a kedushin ready. Of course, he could do a gerushin. He didn't change. He's still a gadol. Some more answers. The gerushin is the gefa yavam. Le'nitzra le'yibum. The Tanan. If there's someone, Reuven is 25 years old and he dies without children. His wife falls to Yibam. The only brother Reuven has is a 9-year-old brother named Shimon. The halacha is that Shimon has to Yibam. And it says in the Mishnah that Ben Teisha Shalav Yamecha Shabal Yibimtoi Kana. Really, you want him to wait till he's a gadol. But Lamaisa, if he's Baal Yibimtoi, he's Kaina. Even though he's 9 years old. Usually a 9 years old can't do Kedushin, but since there's a Yibam, which means there's a Zika already, so therefore, he can do Yibam. It's Kaina. But the ain't a nice thing get, he cannot do a get until he gets older. So you have to make sure you have to say, so what to give a get, that's what the Gary Gershon. The Gary Gershon is the guy via Yavam. Lechalitza. So Lechalitza, lafuke mid Rabbi Yossi. The Omar, ish kosher parasha, ve ish ben gdol bektano. Rabbi Yossi says that by Chalitza, it says ish, so it has to be a gadol does Chalitza. But Isha could be Beng Deh Beng Tana. So, Kamash Malon, our member, teaches us, Makshin Ish Lish, the Loik Rabbi Yasi. The Makish Isha to Ish, that you also have to be a Gedoyla to accept Chalitza, the Loik Rabbi Yasi. Which means like this. For some reason, when Nemigav Nachrum Shmuel is talking about the Isha when it comes to Chalitza, why can't we maybe saying Labba the Ish? So, Rashbam Avon is Kasha. Lafukim Yezok to Rashbam, the Meshum Chalitzas Ish, Loi Itzrich, the Megerishin Shmila. Once he said that Gerishin you have to be a Gadol, we know for Chalitza he has to be Gadol. So what's he adding on Chalitza? It means that the Isha has to be, the Isha has to be a gedoy lo when it comes to chalitza. And it's not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that the ish does not have to be a gedoy for chalitza. So here, we're teaching us that the ish has to be gedoy for chalitza. That's Rashi Bam Shah. Tois has different shah. Look at Tois the Masa Chalitza. Look at Rabbi Yossi. So Tois is, from Tamar, Ema, hey, no, it's coming to Fuka Yossi. Ema, the Indian ish, Mari. The Hosea fell Rabbi Yossi, Mari. Maybe it means to check if, he's a, if the ish could do chalitza, not the isha. There's some of the mashmai, the mari bein beish, bein beisha, don't do get them the kedusha and the mari bein beish beisha. If you get them the kedusha, you need the isha and the isha have to be, stay Cyrus. So here also probably it's going to isha and isha. Even though the pella is that kedusha needs the isha, kedusha has to be, yeah, the kedusha.
The father could do it, the brother could do it.
That's what the father. A brother cannot do it. The brother's only the rabbana. We're talking about the rice here. So by kedusha not, by gerushin yelohar. Gerushin, if you have a father's makarish, you give her a get. There isn't a Shittas Rashi, not like that. This Tosfos going according to that Shittas Rashi, that's what Rosh Hashanah says, that you have to be a Gedolah to get a get also. That's Mashman Tosfos. So the Gemara weiter. And V'lemi'unim, it says by Mi'un, then you check, if she has Shittas Cyrus, then she cannot do Mi'un. Mi'un is by a case where she does not have a father, and her brother or her mother marries her off. It's only inclusion to Rabbanon, and she could say, I don't want this marriage anymore, you don't need to get. That absolves the marriage. So, v'limi'unim, la'fukim and Rav Yehuda, d'omra, achiyar b'shachar. Yehuda holds that even an isha has shtei sires could still do mi'an, until achiyar b'shachar, until she has a lot of hair. That's when she does not do mi'an anymore. So, that's why, b'dika here, so it's a here, that's a fear of Yehuda, there's no baitkim, because even if she has shtei sires, she still could do mi'an. I can ask me, maybe B'dika means to see if she has Yarba Shachar. That's a good kasha. Tois has the kasha. Dim Mas Lafuke. Even Taimon Ole Lafuke and Rav Yehuda. Dim B'dika. Even Taisvis. Dim B'dika. Rav Yehuda. Iri. Yeshleim. Dim B'dika. Stael. Dav Bei Cyrus. That's what he says. Kamashlon. Like Rav Yehuda. And the last halacha of Limkar Benichse Avach Even Esrim. The last halacha that he mentioned nothing to do with B'dika. Stam. He said that. To limkum nechzi av, you have to be 20. Lafuki mandiyama ben shvene esrei. Kav lafuki mandiyama says that 18 is the shir. And now the Gemara ends off for halacha lemaisa. Vehilchaso teich zman kof neizman. The halacha is we passing, you have to be 20. We'll see in a second. So, and in the 20th year is like a fleizman. You cannot sell your father's properties by Yerusha. Vehilchaso ke gidl bar menashe. Gidl bar menashe is the one who says that if it's a ben yugimel who knows a business, he can sell karkoi. So he passed like that also. We pass like a mazutra that says that for edus, you only can say edus on metaltlim and not on karka if you're not yedea, pativ masamatam. We pass like a meimar that says that matono is a good matono, even though you're not 20 or 18. All the things he says, the five things he says, first one says you have to be 20, and the other four things he says you need bedika. And over here, the Rashbam teaches us that this din, that you cannot sell, we're coming, you can't sell your father's Yerusha, it's only by Yerusha. Look at the Rashbam right before the Mishnah. Ve'ikul emeima, davkum nixi aviv, avam nechosim shenosu loim matono, or shekona metaltlim, if he has the chosim, or shekona, in parashat, bim metaltlim, if he buys karka with his metaltlim, or people gave it to him matono, she'enam Yerushas avayisav, hanu moicher pachis v'nesim k'nim metaltlim. They let us sell those karkois, less than metaltim. So, Rishbam saying is that it's possible to sell metaltim. How is it possible to sell metaltim? When, it's possible to sell karka. How is it? If you got those karkas yourself, if you were able to acquire those karkas yourself, so then you'll have to sell it. So that's the shita of the Rishbam. The Rosh brings down our Beintama Agus. And I'm going to read you Rain Time because it brings a raya to himself. The Rosh brings a raya to Rain Time, not like the Rosh Bam. Zok the Rosh, Sim Lama Gimel. Rain Time perished the Urcha the Milsa Nakat Ovid. What the Nami im Kona Karka? Ain Yochol Le Moichro. You can't sell it. Zok the Hilige Rosh, Vixas Mashbekein. Mit the Kamar, it says, the Ain Edusa Edis, Mekakoi. Kiven the Emich Rosa Mechiro. The Im Hoy Beshum Kakar Mechiros Mechiro, Yochol Haid. Why can't I say this? We said he can't say this because he can't sell Karka. He could sell Karka. He only can't sell Yerusha. So it's a stick of Raya to Rabbein Tam. But, so Rabbein Tam says he can't sell. Rather, he can't sell. But one thing is clear from the Rashbam that if he's a day of a Tiv Masamatam where you could sell Karka, he can say this. And that's why this is a Kasha, the Lechaira, it's a kasha on the Rashbam. He could sell, so why isn't that right? It's a good kasha on the Rashbam. You have to answer Rashbam. I think the Meir Bei Yonah, the Aruch Shlomo will handle what the answer for the Rashbam.